this time, the words of my mouth and the patience of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, there was a story I heard once about a young Navy officer who had gotten married, and very shortly after they were married, his wife was in an accident. And among the many injuries she received in this accident, she lost her eyesight. And in the process of recovering, she had gone through some training as to how to get along without her eyesight. And a time came when it was time for her to go back to her work. And she and her husband had worked together on exactly how many steps it was from their front door to the street and down the street to the corner where she could catch a bus. And from that bus and from the bus stop where she was let off to the front door of the office where she worked. And they had practiced this many times, and then it came time for her to finally one day, as she was returning to work, to do this on her own. And she was very frightened as she did this because she felt very, very alone as she was doing this by herself. She never really got comfortable with not being able to see, and she just felt very alone as she was walking, counting her steps from the front door to the curb, and then down the street to the bus stop, and then when she got off the bus stop, counting her steps to the door where she worked. And she always felt very alone. And then one day, after several weeks of doing this, as she was sitting on the bus waiting to get to her bus stop, the woman who was sitting next to her said to her in a very quiet voice, "You are a very fortunate woman, aren't you?" And the young woman said, Why do you say that?" And she said, "Someone loves you very much, don't they?" She says, "Well, I assume my husband loves me, but why is it you say this?" And she says, "Well, I've seen you every day when you get on the bus. There's a young naval officer in his dress blues who follows you onto the bus, stands in the back of the bus, and then gets off the bus when you get off and follows you to your place of work. And then on your way home, he's waiting for you there again." All this time, she thought she was by herself and she was concerned. And all this time, someone was watching over her. Do you ever feel alone? I know there are times in my life when I honestly prefer to be by myself sometimes. And there are times when I don't want to be. I'm the kind of personality, I'm what you call an introvert in that respect, which I guess is kind of a funny thing. Anybody who knows me will recognize quite quickly that I'm an introvert. I'm kind of a quiet person most of the time, and often all in a corner by myself. Sometimes I like that, and sometimes I don't. We all have times in our lives where we like to be by ourselves, and then we all have times in our lives where we don't want to be alone. But I can sometimes feel alone in a crowd, which again is sometimes a good thing and sometimes not a good thing. We like to know that we're loved. We like to know that somebody cares about us. And even in those times in our lives where we don't know that somebody loves us at the moment, those times in our lives where maybe we're not lovable people, God still loves us. He remembers us, and he is with us. A passage from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 15 and 16. "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." God does not forget us. Imagine that picture of having your name engraved in the palms of God's hands. Does anybody here have a tattoo? Nobody has a tattoo here? Okay, that illustration's shot. I got a friend who got a tattoo on his leg because he was turning 50-something and decided it was about time he had a tattoo. And he had this wonderful, elaborate, big tattoo planned out on his leg. And the first sitting, which would have been about 5 or 6 hours, was just the outlines. And then it was scheduled to take 2 or 3 more sittings to get all the color in. And he said about 5 minutes into it, he wanted them to stop because it hurt so bad. But he sat through the whole outlining thing and never went back to get it colored in. I have at times in my life kicked around the idea of getting a tattoo, but I don't think I could handle the pain. Robin and I were even once in the tattoo parlor looking through the book of tattoos that they were thinking about, and then all of a sudden, no, I have to leave. I just can't imagine that. And it's something that I guess some people can deal with it, some people can't. But I've never seen anybody with a tattoo, let alone an intentional carving in the palms of their hands. That's something you'd never forget. You never forget something on the palm of your hand. We have that expression, don't we? I know somebody, something like the back of my hand. We know something like the palm of our hands sometimes too. That's how God knows us. I had to remember my license plate number the other day. I was someplace and I actually was at the prison for our security training and had to write down, when we sign in, we have to write down our license plate number. And I don't know my license plate number. Does anybody know their license plate number? Can anybody just off the top of their head, your license plate? No. I have a photograph of my license plate on my phone so that if I need it, I can get to that. But you're not allowed to take a phone into the prison. So that didn't help me. I had to run out to the car, tried to memorize my license plate number, and then ran back in. As soon as I got through the door, I couldn't remember it. So I had to go back out again and wrote it down on my hand. Wrote it down on my hand. That's how God knows us. He remembers us like that. He loves us that much that he'll never forget us. The idea of having a name carved in your hand, it strikes me like a monument. The idea of like your name carved in stone. We see different monuments at different times and places. It particularly kind of makes me think of gravestones. I mean, that's a typical monument. It's like the most common monument we see, a monument to the everyman. I was watching a show the other day on hospitals in the 1920s. And there were some hospitals where people with certain illnesses would be sent, illnesses that they didn't expect, nobody expected these people to recover from. And when these people died, they were buried in unmarked graves. No monuments. Nobody to remember them. And curiously, apparently, there has recently been talk about exhuming these graves and trying to identify the people buried there. And then somebody came along and said, well, because of HIPAA, we can't do that. We can't identify these. We shouldn't identify these people. I think it might be more for legal reasons, because we might find out that something was going on and something happened to these people. But I feel bad the idea that these people just aren't remembered. I remember once walking through a graveyard and I saw a grave marker that was made of wood. And instead of having any words carved into it, the person's name, date of birth, and date of passing were on those little metal sticker cards like you often see on a mailbox. And it wasn't a recent grave either. It had been about 20 years old. Some of the letters had fallen off. The wood was rotting. They would be completely forgotten someday. And we can see ourselves, our names, carved in the palms of God's hands, where he would remember us. Sometimes I feel very alone. And I know that sometimes, well, not sometimes, I know that even when sometimes I feel alone, I'm not. Christ told us in the Great Commission at the end of the Gospel of Matthew that he would never leave us. He would be with us always to the end of the age. I know when I pray, I say that he told us that where two or more were gathered in his name, he would be with us. He would be there. I had somebody point out to me once, well, you know, the Holy Spirit's always with you. So that's two. He is. Never leaves us. In my loneliness and my sadness, sometimes I have taken to kind of picturing myself sometimes in God's lap. We refer to God as the Father. And there's a great amount of dignity in that, but we also refer to God sometimes as Abba or Daddy. And often when Robin prays, she addresses God as Abba Daddy. And there's a time when he's really that person for me, because I need him to be that person for me. I just get this image in my head of God coming down from his throne and sitting in a big rocking chair. And I climb into his lap, curl up in his lap like a child. Remember that he's there. Sometimes even the best of us have trouble remembering that God is there for us all the time. And he is all the time. We had a friend a while back who was coming to us seemingly every day for prayer requests. And I remember once asking her if she ever prayed herself. Kind of a silly question. I don't know exactly why I asked that question. But she said, no, she doesn't, because God has better things to do than listen to her. How lonesome feeling to think that God has better things to do than listen to you when he has your name carved in the palms of his hands. I think the modern image that I think of when I, another image I think of when I think of that is that the idea, somebody once told me that if God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. Now, certainly somebody here has pictures of somebody held onto their fridge with a magnet, right? Everybody's got some of those. Your kids, your grandkids, your cat, loved ones, pictures in prominent places. And we all visit the refrigerator every day. A simple message today. God loves you, even when you don't know he's there. God remembers you, even when you don't remember that he's there. God is with you, even when you feel alone. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is a good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And it's a simple message, isn't it? I mean, I don't think that there's anybody came in here today not knowing that God loved them. And I don't think that there's anybody who came in here today not knowing that God is always with them. But somebody still needed to hear it. Somebody needs to be reminded of it. We all need to hear that. We all need to be reminded of it sometimes, don't we? God loves you. He's always with you. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed, knowing that God is with you and knowing that he loves you. Amen.